The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Never a slow news day when Donald Trump is president of the United States. So much to discuss. We haven't even touched upon the importance of the visit right now occurring in the White House between the Polish president and the president of the United States. I'll give you my take in a moment. But first, the polling data, Quinnipiac, that allegedly is a reputable poll, has Joe Biden, the man who can't give speeches anymore, at least not in a cogent fashion, 13 points ahead of Donald Trump. Do you believe the polls anymore? If you look back to November of 2016, the New York Times, Huffington Post, 538, all of them had Hillary Clinton with between 70 and, I'm not joking, 98%. In the bag. She was going to win. What happened? She lost. Polling. Is it dead? We'll take your calls. 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. International news, incredible footage from Hong Kong. Between the local estimates are 250,000 protesters on the streets, violence erupting between the protesters and the Chinese authorities. The protesters say it's more like 1 million people who are trying to resist the administration in Beijing, which has just changed the rules. The administrator in Hong Kong, which, remember, was under British control for 99 years until we handed it back to the Chinese Communist Party. Now, the Hong Kong administration says that they are prepared to extradite individuals from Hong Kong, that's supposed to be a quasi-autonomous region, to China for punishment. And that is the last straw for those people on the street who are saying this is not what we agreed to. But let's get back to what's happening here in the United States. I've said it several times before in America First. As far as I'm concerned, in historic terms, in the real big picture, the president has given two speeches that are more important than any other if you want to understand him as his former strategist, as a man who advised him when he was candidate Trump. These are the two speeches I tell everybody. If you want to know who Donald Trump is, if you want to know the direction in which our nation is headed, you must read these speeches or watch the footage of them from YouTube. Number one, when it comes to terrorism, defeating groups like ISIS, and how different our policy is going to be from Obama. It's the president's Riyadh speech in front of the heads of 52 Muslim and Arab nations, an incredible speech where he told them, you have to put your house in order first. You have to track down the terrorists in your countries, the extremists in your mosques, and we will help you. reading them the riot act, tough love that they hadn't seen from either Bush or Obama, who actually in many cases facilitated the bad guys, Muslim Brotherhood, Iranian regime included. But for our purposes today, and for us as a nation, the Warsaw speech from July 6th of 2017 is the most consequential speech that tells you what's in Donald Trump's heart, what he thinks of this country, and how everything changed on January the 20th when he became president. I'm just going to read to you the key passages so you understand where we are going and why today's meeting with the Polish president, this speech was given in Warsaw, is so very, very key to your understanding where we are heading. Donald Trump, July 6, 2017, Warsaw. We have to remember that our defense is not just a commitment of money, it is a commitment of will. Because, as the Polish experience reminds us, the defense of the West ultimately rests not only on means, but also on the will of its people to prevail and be successful and get what you have to have. The fundamental question of our time is whether the West has the will to survive. Do we have the confidence in our values to defend them at any cost? Do we have enough respect for our citizens to protect our borders? Do we have the desire and the courage to preserve our civilization in the face of those who would subvert and destroy it? He was standing next to the site of the Warsaw Uprising. We in the White House had told the Polish government we don't want him to give the speech in some fancy downtown secure location that's the usual diplomatic venue. We need to be where you Poles fought against the fascists. And finally, they agreed. He continued the speech referring to the Warsaw Uprising against the Nazis. The Warsaw Uprising's heroes remind us that the West was saved with the blood of patriots, that each generation must rise up and play their part in its defense, and that every foot of ground and every last inch of civilization is worth defending with your life. Our own fight for the West does not begin on the battlefield. It begins with our minds, our wills, and our souls. Today, the ties that unite our civilization are no less vital and demand no less defense than that bare shred of land on which the hope of Poland was once totally rested. Our freedom, our civilization, and our survival depend on these bonds of history, culture, and memory. Just as Poland could not be broken, I declare today for the world to hear that the West will never, ever be broken. Our values will prevail, our people will thrive, and our civilization will triumph. So together, let us fight like the Poles for family, for freedom, for country, for God. And then the crowd erupted. I have to disagree with Rush Limbaugh for a second. Forgive me, Rush. I'm a huge fan. But today on your show, you said, he doesn't need speechwriters. He doesn't have speechwriters. Rush, when he's on the stump and he goes off auto cue, he goes off teleprompter, yes, you're right. Oh, but he has speechwriters. And I know who wrote this speech. He has three key speechwriters. Two of them work for somebody who's a key politician in years past. This speech is key. Let's get one more call in this segment. Let's go to line two. Peter, welcome to America First.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Gorka. Pleasure to chat with you. I just kind of wanted to start off by saying that I'm a staunch Republican. I'm a business owner, and I did not vote for Donald Trump. Now, that said, he has changed my mind. And now I have become an avid Trump supporter. I voted for, I think it was Evan McMullen, because I had some issues.
Are you joking? You voted for McMuffin? Peter, come on. What on earth possessed you?
Oh, hello?
Yes. Why on earth did you vote for McMuffin?
Well, okay.
You've got a minute. Because, you've got a minute to the heartbreak.
Okay, I'll be honest. The reason why I voted for him is because I had issues with Trump's business background. Okay,
of the 16 other candidates, McMuffin? What possessed you, Peter? I need to know.
Well, I didn't have a lot of options, to be honest with you. Okay,
you had 17. Yeah, the biggest palette in American modern history. You had 17 options.
No, I'm talking about for the general.
Oh, you wrote in McMuffin. Okay, I have to ask, you got 30 seconds, Peter, 30 seconds. What changed your mind about Donald Trump?
Neil Gorsuch was the first thing that changed my mind, and then I saw his ability to negotiate and basically put America as being number one, and I feel like the presidents in the past, I'm 40 years old right now.
Peter, stay on the line. You chose wisely. You'll get a signed copy of Why We Fight.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting, Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. In addition to radio, I have spent years, actually decades, in a classroom teaching the Torah. The class was called Dennis Teaches the Torah. I took all 5 books and explained fascinating details that most people had not seen before. Every lecture, every class, for every book was recorded over 250 hours, and it was made available to the public. In the Prager store, you can now buy the complete Torah teachings. You'll hear and learn what the students in the classroom heard and learned. You can listen on your phone, iPad, laptop. To celebrate the release of the new volume of The Rational Bible, Genesis, the Prager Store is offering all of my Torah teachings for 50% off and giving away a free autographed copy of the new book. Go to PragerStore.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
I'm not sure American talk radio is ready for the next segment. It's like when two forces that are unstoppable meet each other, what happens? Let's find out! We have next on America First, coast to coast on more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms, including the iTunes podcast app, none other. They say I've got a pretty tough persona. I don't think it comes close to my guest, Wayne Allen Root. Follow him on Twitter at RealWayneRoot. He's such a pro, he said, make sure you introduce me the correct way. Of course I'm going to introduce you the correct way. He is the host of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, 8 p.m. East Coast, with his own radio show. He says he's a conservative warrior. All I know is that his profile picture on Twitter makes him look like the Hulk. His fist is as big as his head. But that tells you who this man is. Wayne Allen Root, welcome to America First.
Hey, Sebastian, believe me, we're equal warriors. Anytime you want to go to war, I'll take you in my foxhole. We're good.
Let's do it. Okay, let's have some fun. You really are one of the most forward-leaning conservative talk show hosts out there, and we love you for it. I want to play you an audio from the president, fresh audio with regards to this polling that says that Biden is going to wipe the floor with the president if there was an election right now. Let's listen to the take and then your response. Cut one.
There were fake polls that were either put out by the corrupt media, because much of the media in this country, unfortunately, is corrupt. I have to tell you that, Mr. President. And some of it is excellent, but some is very bad. Those are fake numbers. But you know when you're going to see that? You're going to see that on Election Day. On Election Day, you're going to see. It was the same thing. I had the same thing for a long period of time in 2016. I was getting these terrible poll numbers, and I didn't see it because I'd have tremendous crowds, and my opponent would have almost nobody. And I said, I think we're going to win the state of Michigan. We did. I think we're going to win the state of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and we won them all.
Wayne Allen Root, does the media think that we forgot what they told us in 2016?
Yeah, I mean, look, I was one of the few guys in the world. I won't say I was the only one, but I was one of the few guys in the world in 15 and 16 who stuck my neck out and said Trump's going to win, and people thought I was crazy. I remember being on Fox News, Sebastian, and I had a Republican pollster on the right and a Democratic pollster on the left. Yes, a Republican pollster on one side, and they both agreed that I was an idiot. Said, he can't win? Come on, the only question is, not only will he lose by a landslide, this is only 3 weeks before the election. They said the only question was, not only will he lose by a landslide or not, that's not a question. The only question is, will he take down the entire Republican Congress with him? And I looked at him and I said, guys, I don't listen to real polls. I listen to my friend who drives a taxi cab. So I called the taxi cab poll, and it's a she in Vegas. So she deals with nothing but tourists, which are a cross section of America.
Right.
And whenever anyone gets in her back seat, she says, who are you supporting? Tell me, Trump or Hillary. No one's watching, so I just want to know. I'm doing my own informal poll. And she said it was almost unanimous. Every person in the last 90 days had said Trump. She said he's going to win. And when I said that, they thought I was crazy or mentally deranged.
You don't happen, Wayne, to remember the name of those pollsters, do you?
No, I don't. But the Democrat was wearing a cowboy hat, and he was from Texas. And the Republican was from Washington, D.C. That's all I remember about the two of them. But it's just funny because it was the morning of the debate. You know, I was a guest of President Trump at the last debate that was in Vegas. And so I was there on the set of Fox and Friends. with the two of them. And when we went on the air, they both on the air were saying I was crazy. And when we got off the air, they both put their arms around me and walked towards the exit. And they said, you poor, poor fellow man, on election day or election night, are you going to be a very disappointed man?
I really hope you had their cell phone numbers and called them on the morning of the 9th.
All I could tell you is it's the same type of poll. Quinnipiac is the one, I believe, that said that Biden wins. And that's the same poll that used to say Trump was going to lose by double digits. And I know what their trick is. You know, there's two tricks to pollsters, Sebastian. Trick number one is they oversample Democrats to make it look like we're going to lose. And trick number two is the honest ones who don't oversample. They're playing it straight. But they're really bad polls because they poll anyone who's registered to vote. And I agree that if you walk on Main Street and stop anyone who's registered to vote, whether they vote or not, they're registered to vote, you'll find that a slight majority probably don't like Donald Trump. And if you ask anyone in the street, even if they weren't registered to vote, anyone you meet, probably a large majority doesn't like Donald Trump. But when you ask likely voters, which is our kind of people, someone who's patriotic, someone who thinks it's their responsibility to vote, someone who loves their kids, someone who has a family, someone who pays taxes because they have a home, so they pay property taxes, someone who has a job, so they pay income taxes, those are likely voters, and they voted in the last two elections, so you can assume they're going to vote in the next one. That's what Rasmussen and a couple other really reputable firms poll, likely voters. And every one of those polls always shows that Trump is not only not unpopular, he's popular. He's at 50% or higher, which is far better than Obama ever was at the same moment of his presidency. So it's a bunch of total BS when you hear polls that say Trump's going to lose to Biden. And by the way, last thing I'll say, Biden's not going to be the nominee, so don't worry about it.
Okay, tell me what's on your crystal ball right now, Wayne Allen Root. What's going to happen to old Lunch Bucket Joe?
Well, you know, it's funny because I saw an interview the other day, I think it was yesterday, with Scott Walker, the ex-governor of Wisconsin. And he's a good guy, and he fought the unions and all, but I wouldn't consider him a Trump guy. As a matter of fact, I think he's kind of rhino anti-Trump. He's very moderate, and he's very wishy-washy on a lot of issues, just like Jeb Bush.
Right.
So he's not my kind of Republican. But he's still a Republican, and I still respect him, and he won three times as governor as a Republican in a tough state. So, I mean, I give him credit. Anyway, he said in an interview the other day, Scott Walker, he said, I just think every time Democrats bring up impeachment, every time they do that, I believe they're turning off swing voters because nobody wants Trump impeached. They know he didn't commit a crime. And coming from Scott Walker, that's like the biggest endorsement in the world. So when you say what's in my crystal ball, the more Democrats talk about impeachment, the worse it's getting for them. They've got 9 candidates out of 23 who poll at zero. One of them actually got zero votes, not just polling at 0%, meaning in a poll of, say, 1,200 people, he only had, like, you know, 50 or less, and that polled at zero. He literally got zero. Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York, got zero. And so they don't have anything in the world besides Joe Biden, and they're all pinning their hopes on Joe Biden like he's the great white hope. Well, let me tell you something about Joe Biden. Joe Biden has so many corruption problems with his son and the China deals and the Ukraine deals, and it wasn't just his son because Joe got involved
in
all those deals, right? So that's number one. Number two, he's got this incredible ability to say ridiculous things and put his foot in his mouth, number two. Number three, he's not a hard worker. He's barely campaigned. He won't go out there on the campaign trail because they know anytime he talks, he's going to make a big mistake and say something embarrassing. Number three, he plagiarizes everything.
Right.
He's never written anything himself. He plagiarizes everything. And number four, he grabs women in inappropriate ways. He's not going to be the nominee. Democrats never.
I need to ask my listeners, can you tell whether this guy has a radio show? He's Wayne Allen Root. I don't have to do any work. I just let him go and roll. We are talking to Wayne Allen Root. Follow him, Real Wayne Root. He is on Newsmax, 8 o'clock every night. We haven't even touched the surface of the things I want to ask him. We'll be back in a moment. This is Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, host of America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming at you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Don't touch that dial.
This is not CNN.
Are
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, Prosper with Options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy!
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and it's still true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would never stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God, and we're protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today. Just go to ReaganPrivacy.com, ReaganPrivacy.com.
This is a message to all you snowflakes out there. Resist this.
I'm watching footage of, what's his name? Bernie Sanders giving his speech today. I usually don't do this, talk about somebody's physical appearance, but he looks like a character from The Muppets, doesn't he? I mean, it is Waldorf and Statler. He is one of the old guys. He's one of the grandpas from saying, "That was rubbish! He's a grumpy old man!" I mean, truly, that is the first thing that comes to mind. Let's get back to our guest, Wayne Allen Root. Is it true, Wayne? Did you go to school with Obama?
Well,
I see the hesitation.
Well, it's kind of true. I mean, I graduated on the same day as him in June of 1983 from Columbia University, according to Obama. He was class of 83 at Columbia, so we graduated
There's a problem with this story, isn't there? Because
yeah.
What's the problem?
All right, so we went to the same college, only class of 700. It's not like this was Ohio State with 20,000 students. Class of 700. Both of us were pre-law, both political science majors. I knew everyone, Sebastian, in the entire political science.
Why am I not surprised that you knew everyone?
I was the big-mouth Jewish Republican. They couldn't believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
Pro-Israel, pro-American Jewish Republican, a school full of communists. And they all knew me. And whether I had a big mouth or not, I've always had an ability to get along with everyone. I like my Jewish liberal friends at Columbia. So we all got along. They laughed at what a crazy Republican I was, a Reagan Republican in those days. And I knew everybody. And I never met anyone named Barack Obama, never saw anyone, never heard of him, don't know a single student at Columbia, and I knew everyone. I've asked everyone, and don't know a single student who ever had a class with a guy named Barack Obama.
So, for those
never
who are for those
in
who
the background, nothing.
For those who are listening and not watching us on the video stream, I am now scratching my chin.
Yeah. I don't even know what it means. It's just the strangest thing I've ever seen.
How
I've never said anything other than the fact
that
I wasn't there.
We'll just leave that floating out there. Wayne Allen Root went to college with Obama, and he never saw him, and they were taking the same courses. Let's get back to the politics of the day. Joe Biden in Iowa made a speech, and we have an audio cut, and it's a rather stunning statement. Yesterday, he said he's going to cure cancer if we make him president. This is what he also added. Cut 7.
Now, I was most proud of, for 8 years, there wasn't one single hint of a scandal or a lie.
So for 8 years, when he was Vice President, Obama was president, there was not one scandal. Is that how you remember it, Wayne Allen Root?
Well, I'll tell you the big one. I remember about 100 scandals. And by the way, the worst one of all was probably the fact that he stood in front of all of us and said, if you like your doctor, you can keep it. No one's going to lose their health insurance. No one's going to lose their doctor.
Plus Benghazi. I think those two, Obamacare and Benghazi, are the biggest.
Yes, and so it's interesting because I'm a CEO of many companies over the years, and if I, as a CEO, said my product will make your prices go down and they went up, and you'll never lose your doctor, and you did, and you'll never lose your insurance, and I knew at the moment I said it, and it's proven that he had the data in his hand at the White House.
Yes.
At the moment he said you'll never lose your insurance, 90 million people he knew would lose their insurance who had, like me, you know, private sector type people. That's called fraud. You go to jail for 20 years. Bernie Madoff liked fraud. But put that aside for a minute. I think the one that I'm the witness to personally is really the worst of the worst, because the use of a government agency like the IRS to try and destroy your political opponents on purpose is a terrible crime. As a matter of fact, it was the number two article of impeachment for Richard Nixon below Watergate.
We've got one minute left. Tell us how that scandal touched you, Wayne Allen Root.
Yeah, well, because I was on TV day and night being asked, how did you know Obama? He was your college classmate. And I told everyone the truth. I merely said, never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Within days of saying that, I had the most over-the-top, vicious IRS attack against me that any major law firm had ever seen in their entire lives. And every one of them eventually agreed, it had to come from Obama, you were on the president's enemies list. That's a crime. That's a major crime, to go after American citizens because of their political beliefs, to persecute me because I'm a conservative, and that's exactly what Obama did. So Joe Biden is just a little bit off.
Slightly, just slightly. If I have enough time in the rest of this show, I have an hour and a half left, I will talk about the many, many scandals. I'm not sure we have enough time, but we've been talking to Wayne Allen Root, who experienced one of them personally. He is on Twitter at RealWayneRoot. Also, every night, 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax, The Wayne Allen Root Show. Great to see you in New York earlier this week. Hope you'll be a regular guest here on America First.
Anytime you want, Sebastian. And the website, by the way, RootForAmerica.com, because that's what I do all day. Easy to remember.
Love it.
Root for America.
Thanks. Love it. RootForAmerica.com. This is Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. I take it. Why? Because it actually does what they say it does. See, Seth and Pete Talbot, the father and son team, have created a truly miraculous supplement. More than 70% of those who try it, the three-week quick starter pack, become regular consumers. Why? Because when they say it relieves pain, that's exactly what it does. For 9 years, I'd go to church on Sunday. When I knelt down, my lower back would be excruciating. I'd have to contort myself into all kinds of peculiar positions just to stay kneeling. I started taking Relief Factor the day we launched the show. 2 weeks, not 3 weeks, 2 weeks later, my lower back pain issue was gone. I only realized it when I went to church, knelt down, and I said, my back doesn't hurt. That's the power of Relief Factor. That's why people like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and myself are prepared to fully endorse this utterly natural, non-chemical, non-drug pain relief and energy supplement. Go to relieffactor.com. See the testimonials from people across the country. Tens of thousands of you are getting relief. You should be one of those people. Relieffactor.com. The three-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. What have you got to lose? Give it a try. You won't regret it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your calls on 833-334-6752. Hi, this is Seb Gorka for my friends at BestHotGrill.com, who make the amazing Solet Infrared Gas Grill. Declare your independence from the low-heat, low-powered grills, which in the course of grilling events wear out every couple of years. Secure your rights to juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies. Pursue grilling happiness with the purchase of a USA-made Solet Infrared Gas Grill. Solet is perfect for today's busy lifestyles, securing its powers from the efficient direct heat of the Solet Infrared Burner, which reaches 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to lock in the juices and flavor and grill food faster. Celebrate the freedom of a grill that will consistently produce better than restaurant quality food in your own backyard. All stainless steel and welded construction, it is self-evident that Solaire could be the last grill you'll ever buy. Make grilling great again with Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. Solaire Hot Fast Grills at besthotgrill.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills with one of the largest offerings of grills and accessories. Our mini, anywhere, and everywhere portables are perfect for tailgating and grilling on the go. Our best-selling 27XL is the convergence of price and size. The 36-inch is the size most often specified by kitchen designers, and the Solaire 56-inch is the largest all-infrared grill on the market. Solaire makes accessories like griddles and steamer fryers to enhance your backyard grilling experience. Solaire also has an extensive offering of doors, drawers, and bartending centers to complete your outdoor kitchen. All Solaire infrared grills feature the efficient Solaire infrared burner that heats up fast, locks in the juices, and makes you wonder why you'll ever want to eat out again. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
What was America looking for?
January 1st, 2019, looking for a rerun. Like, what's going to be the best rerun? Right up at 2 o'clock, right the minute your show starts the first day on the air. And I haven't gone back to any of those other shows since.
Radio Impact.
Sebastian Gorka.
We don't even do reruns here. Everything is original. We don't take days off and then send you canned stuff down the line. This is America First. Don't ruin my spiel. Honestly. Anyway, I think I know what I'm talking about. When I know what I'm talking about, I'm happy. Our calls are, our number here is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. This is America First. Think about, if you had to prioritize what's important to you, I know, family, country, God. But when it comes to the things that the politicians are going after, there are certain prioritizations. And we know for some people, for me, the Second Amendment is a huge thing. If you're in the media business as well, it's got to be a freedom of speech, all other kinds of things that are in danger. But what if you don't have your health? Then you don't have anything. And the Democrats are coming after your health. How? The Medicare for All program that would take money that you have put in all your life and give it to those who haven't put a penny into the system. That's just wrong. And the AARP are on the side of the Democrats. If you're worried about your health care, if you're over the age of 50, join AMAC instead. AMAC will fight for you to maintain control of your health care with all the other benefits that membership accrues, but they are on your side. More than 1.5 million people have already joined. Go now to AMAC. Gorka for AMAC.com. That's G-O-R-K-A F-O-R AMAC, AMAC.com. Or you can call this number, please write it down, 855-624-4824. That is 855-624-4824 or Gorka for AMAC.com. They're on the right side. Be part of the team. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by AMAC, the Association for Mature American Citizens. Back to your calls. Let's go to line three. Kevin, welcome back. Kevin from California, welcome back to America First.
Hello?
Sorry, Ken. My mistake. Ken.
Yeah. Hi, how are you today?
Better than I deserve. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so glad that your programming replaced the previous person on our station here, because I never bothered to listen to him. A little too weak for me. But anyway, I'm a black conservative living in Southern California. I was raised in Arizona mostly. Even though I originally started out as a Democrat, I had conservative leanings anyway.
Hang on, I need to track this. So Ken, if you started out as a Democrat but became a conservative as a black American, what made you change? What was there some event, can you remember?
Oh, it was quite a few. In 1980, there was a gentleman in Arizona who was a Republican turned Democrat, Barry Goldwater. Mm-hmm. And I was a volunteer in his campaign. It's just a...
You're breaking up, I think, Ken.
No, I knew I
Ken,
was,
we're losing you. You sound like you're driving. If you can stop the vehicle.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, it was just incremental little things. My friend's father around the corner was a conservative Republican, just police officer. I always refer to him as my Norwegian dad. And one of the things that he told me years and years ago, God rest his soul, he says, Ken, I'm not going to tell you anything other than you should pay attention to the media. And, you know, it didn't take me very long to figure out how skewed the media was. And this was back in the 80s. And then on this campaign, there was a gentleman there. His name was Bert Drucker. He was the volunteer coordinator of the campaign. And I came in one day with a U.S. News and World. He told me, why am I reading this right-wing rag? And it's like little things over and over again just kept saying. So I went independent for a while. Even though I didn't vote for Reagan in 80, I voted for John Anderson, the independent. But then after that, I've been a Republican. I changed my registration. I don't believe in independence. I like voting in primary, which unfortunately in California you don't have.
Right. Ken, you sound like a very thoughtful individual, and we've got a minute left in this segment. What is your take on the last 2-3 years in America?
He's making America great. I love my president. I was kind of worried about him at first because I was thinking, well, maybe he's just one of these guys that, you know, of rhino, but as time went on, I saw where his heart was.
What about the left? What do you think about the last 2 years on the left?
They're going further and further communist. You know, people want to deny the fact, but I have a son and a grandson. I want them to live in a great America where if they decide to pick up their case and move and build something, they can without government telling them what to do. I was Mr. Encyclopedia as a kid, so my family should have figured out I was going to be a Republican eventually anyway.
Look,
I like facts.
That's a good endorsement. As Winston Churchill said, he who is not liberal when young has no heart. He who is not a conservative when old has no brain. I think, Ken, you're a testament to facts. Ken, do you have a copy of my latest book, Why We Fight?
No, I don't. Also, there's another thing. Imre Nagy, did your father have any acquaintance with him?
With Imre Nagy?
Yeah.
No, my father was in prison in 1950 before Nagy became prime minister. So, no, and my father was only a 20-year-old kid.
I was actually born the day he was executed.
Wow.
I always look up history just to find out what happened on the day.
Yeah, he was the revolutionary prime minister in 1956 who was executed when the Soviets rolled back in and thrown into an unmarked grave, his body tied together with wire. That's the story of what the Russians did in Hungary. We have been talking to Ken. Ken, stay on the line. You deserve a signed copy of my latest book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Great call. Keep doing what you do. Friends, do you feel a little bit run down? Do you think like you could use a little bit more energy? I had Dr. Douglas Howard in studio recently to hear his fascinating story with Balance of Nature. I decided to take the step and to join his Balance of Nature team. Actor, entertainer, New York radio host, and my friend Joe Piscopo is a huge fan of Balance of Nature. Joe, tell us what we can expect when we take Balance of Nature.
Well, one thing you're going to notice immediately with Balance of Nature is that you're not going to get sick as much. And you're going to find when you go to the office, everybody is sick all around you. They have a cold. And maybe you used to be the first person to catch that cold. You will not catch that cold anymore. I speak for myself when you take Balance of Nature.
You're just going to feel better. You'll have greater resilience. Listen to Joe Piscopo. Experience Balance of Nature for yourself. For a limited time, you will get a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Use the discount code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, for this absolutely natural supplement of real fruits and vegetables in capsular form. You can call them on 800-2468-751. That number again, 800-2468-751. Or just go to balanceofnature.com. Do what I do. Take it every morning and feel better. The code is GORK. Back with your calls here on America First next.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Saying in Iowa yesterday, there was not a smidgen, not a hint of scandal. I've got in front of me the great John Howard at Breitbart, his article, 18 Major Scandals in the Obama, quote, Scandal-Free Presidency. Of course, Fast and Furious led to the death of a federal agent, the DOJ releasing weapons into the hands of the cartels. Obamacare, you can keep your doctor. The IRS targeting anybody who had the word patriot or Tea Party in their application. Eric Holder being held in contempt of court. Let me pick a few others. Hillary's server, at least 108 top-secret SCI communications forwarded on an unsecure private server. The NSA spying scandal. Bergdahl exchanging somebody for five top Taliban, an individual who was a deserter. What else can we mention? Oh, Solyndra piling billions of dollars into a buddy of Obama's solar company that went nowhere. How about that, Joe Biden? Maybe we should send this article to him. Let's go back to your calls. Oh, by the way, tonight I'll be on with Eric Bolling on the Sinclair Network, his great weekly show, America This Week, live broadcasting at WJLA.com, WJLA.com, and then at your various Sinclair stations throughout the week. Let's go to line two. Sue in Arizona, welcome to America First.
Hi, Mr. Gorka.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to, I was so surprised and excited when you started the show and was when we were talking about the speeches of President Trump's that you feel were key. And those are exactly the two that I have used since the beginning in trying to get people. I have a few people that will still talk to me that are liberals that I've tried to get them. And I always use those two speeches as the ones that define the thing that about them that was so good is it defined what his view was, but the receivers agreed. They agreed. The people that did the evaluations after the speeches that were from the Middle East, there was a woman particularly, she especially said, he used the exact form of the word. He said Islamist. You know, Islamist. He didn't say Islamic.
I discussed a week later, Sue, with a woman from the Middle East who said that speech in Riyadh by President Trump is the speech that we've been waiting for 18 right. years. Thank you, Sue, for calling. Breaking news, the House Oversight Committee has just voted to hold Attorney General William P. Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt in failure to turn over documents regarding the 2020 census. It's all they have, guys. It's all they have, but we won't give up. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network, and we are America First. Don't you touch that dial.
This is definitely not CNN.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.